Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, sports mappers, welcome to the fray and welcome into an FYF Friday. It is The Usual Suspects coming to you live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, 2325 Calder Avenue. We'd love to see you. They got specials going on all day, all night. $12 buckets, all day Miller Lite, Coors Light, half-price nachos. You get us till 4, you get the Blitz till 7. You know how that normally goes. It's a party waiting to happen, and you should be a part of it. Come on down and see us in B-Town.
What?
See you. No. You snooze, you lose. So we're back with the final hour of the show, 60 minutes on the clock, and the simulcast begins. So
they took a picture of us.
That's great.
I look like I'm 900 pounds right there.
I do, too, and I look angry as hell, too.
Yeah, so yeah. That's.
Can you just delete the hell out of that? Thanks.
Yeah, what a horrible, horrible picture.
You're proud
picture.
Of that? Can I take a picture of you standing over by the promo crew not doing anything electronically sound?
So yeah, I can that send picture's it to fantastic.
Yeah. Did he already tweet it out?
Well, he texted it. I'm going to tweet it.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Okay. That's fine. I'll just go give these last four numbers out. It'll be like a choose-your-own-adventure. You just got to, if you listen to the whole show, you can have Nick's number. I'm just giving them out randomly. 7.
It's like bingo.
Later,
if you
I'll
listen
give
to the last four segments. Each yeah. segment, one more number
I won't
will be
give
given.
You the order, but just know these are the four numbers. No.
Now the numbers, the chances of figuring out went from 10,000 to about 10. Give
right?
it a shot.
Somebody said, I'm disappointed I can't make it to Luke's Ice House today. I just turned 21 last month, but my little brother has a game in the opposite direction. Hope I can catch up with y'all next time. Yeah, get your priorities in order. What the hell are you doing going and watching your little brother? And flip, get out of here. What are you doing? God, the family.
Isn't there kind of webcam or something you can watch the football game with?
Bro, never put family above radio. That's what I always say. Robert and Tomball said, how are the lawns out there in the Mont?
See.
There's not bad. There's some decent lawns. I'm going to drive around and do some inspection.
Are they more fields and pastures than they are lawns?
No, it's lawns.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, in big money, towns. You got a lot more acreage to do a lot more with, I'm just saying.
Shout out to all texting, no tweeting. I did get your text, my friend, and they are working on it. Just know that it has been seen. Thank you for listening and your kind words.
Okay. I'll just leave it there.
Okay.
Sure.
Very good.
Great.
Yes.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
People are texting in fantasy questions. Hey, college.
That was yesterday.
College Station Colt, we don't answer them outside of our segment. Because I don't, you know why I don't do that? Like, I'll get people text me, hey, what do you think of my lineup? Or what do you think of this guy? Or what? Look, the last thing I want is someone be like, you screw my week up for me. That's why we have Sigmund Bloom. You can blame him if he gives you bad advice, but I don't want to be giving people advice and then them getting upset that I gave him the wrong advice. So I don't do fantasy advice. If you want to tell him.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Sorry, Colt. Maybe hit up AJ. I'll give you his telephone number. You can text him. I can't say everything.
AJ said he was open to that. He was going to think about it a little bit longer, but that might be a possibility.
He said, I'll kill you, but then he threw in some F words in between. So
when are we going to do picks? 3:30?
Yeah, we'll do them at 3:30.
All right. 3:30 segment. We'll do some college and pro picks. We'll do them with spread this year.
Yeah.
So we'll get those out of the way. Hey, did you see some of the stories out of baseball that were kind of crazy in the last couple days? I don't know if you saw this or not, but the other night in L.A., Todd Frazier of the Mets went over the railing to make a catch on a foul ball. But he falls down, and someone had a rubber baseball sitting behind the padding of the railing.
Uh-huh.
He falls to the ground. The umpire runs over. It looks like he caught the ball, but when he hits the ground, what the umpire can't see is the ball slipped out. So he grabbed the rubber ball, and he showed it to the ump. The ump made the out call. The minute he jumped back on the field, he threw it in the stands like he was giving someone a foul ball.
Yep.
Then when he got in the dugout, he was like, and
so
he explained it.
You can see the ball pop out of his glove on the replay,
yep.
And it rolls along. But you can't, from the umpire's view, you can't see that. And then you're right, when he's walking back on the field, he kind of shakes the ball. Like, you'll see a pitcher wave the ball back and forth like, no, this one's scuffed. So he just does that real fast and throws it in the
yep.
stands. As long as I've watched baseball, I've always wondered if it was possible to pull that off. I've always wondered, how do more guys not do that? But you have to be lucky enough to have a baseball around to be able to grab. Or even if it popped out of your glove, the umpire's not there in time.
His initial response was fantastic, too. It's Hollywood. Sometimes you got to act it out a little bit since he's in L.A. But he said, honestly, I was trying to get out of there as quick as possible. I saw someone pointing at the right ball, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to have to play this off.
Yeah.
I got in the dugout, and I was telling people I was flabbergasted. I even got away with it.
You could see a chick that when he fell on the ground, she's sitting next to him holding the ball, showing the umpire. The umpire's like, no, he's out. No, I don't care what this lady has.
Now, in the NFL, Frazier would face a 4-to-6-game suspension
yes.
as well as periodic drug testing.
That's the other question that I had is, now that Major League Baseball knows, because he admitted to it, now that Major League Baseball knows, is he in trouble? And is the umpire in trouble for not getting it right?
Publicly, they're good. Privately, calls, texts, and memos are taking place in which they state to the umpire, you are going to probably need to take a little bit extra due diligence and care the next time you make a call. And probably a little warning letter like, ha-ha, you had your fun, Todd, but let's not try that again.
Yeah, don't be admitting it. Even
yeah.
if you did cheat, don't admit it. Because that is cheating, right? I mean,
yes.
Okay. I'm just like, some people, nah, that's not cheating. That's just, you know.
We all talk about making baseball fun again, but there's also the integrity of the game. And,
you know,
it's not golf, but it's a pretty upstanding sport.
Is it, though? I feel like there's more cheating in baseball than any other sport.
I mean, you do see the pitchers that periodically get caught with the pine tar and the
outside of PEDs in football and maybe stealing some playbooks and some, you know, some signs or whatnot. From practice, they're stealing signs from second base. You're peeking in at the catcher. Emery boards, Vaseline, foreign substances, pine tar too far up the bat. There's a lot of cheating that goes on a daily basis.
I noticed
baseball.
It the other night. The pine tar up the bat,
they don't care about
that.
They
don't
even
look at that
anymore. They just do whatever.
So lots of funky stuff in baseball recently, aside from the Frazier incident. Oakland A's relief pitcher Sean Kelly, day-to-day. You'd say maybe a hamstring, maybe a sore arm. Nope, cut the thumb on his pitching hand while he was doing the dishes.
Just doing the dishes.
Dishwashing mishap. He was traded to the A's by the Nationals. They need him in their bullpen. He said it was a really sharp knife. It went pretty deep. You know how usually when you cut your finger, it takes a second to start bleeding. This was instant blood everywhere. It was not a fun afternoon. This is why you shouldn't wash the dishes, he said jokingly. Get a dishwasher, just like get someone to cut your lawn.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say for a moment that maybe it was a drone.
No, those drones are all voting for Nick on Way Back Wednesday.
Oh.
They're too busy to get involved in all this. And so that one was, okay, but here's the one that really takes the cake. Not sure if you saw this one or not, but the Chicago White Sox obviously having a season to forget. But the story as it goes, Jose Abreu, he's not worried about strikes. He's worried about balls, and in more ways than one.
Okay.
The White Sox first baseman hasn't played in a couple weeks. People wondering exactly what's happening because they labeled it as lower abdominal surgery. He went on underneath the knife August the 20th. Told the media today he had surgery to repair a testicular torsion problem. His testicle was being strangled.
That happened to Fred? Oh, my God. Come here, Fred. I got to know about this. Fred choked his ball out.
Testicular torsion. Said it was one of my testicles turned sideways and was being strangled.
Oh, my God.
The Fred. Doctor had to perform emergency surgery to save it.
Yeah. So we're getting Fred on the headset here. This happened to you, Fred?
Yeah. Well, I can't hear me. Am I actually on?
There we go. Yep.
Yeah, about, 5 years ago? Woke up one morning and... it hurt, and I'm like, what the hell? And I think I'd done something riding the bike the day before.
Yeah.
But it got completely twisted, so I went to the emergency room, and most painful thing I've ever had in my life.
Is it like?
First they did something called the butterfly technique,
okay.
which they basically go in and do your balls like a butterfly to get it to turn around.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes.
And basically they would tell me if they couldn't get
you
it fixed right.
You have to pay extra for that?
Trust me, it wasn't fun. but they...
Wait a minute. Your testicle just like...
In
done.
A Braille's case, the doctor said...
Like, I'm out.
The doctor said they saved the testicle by doing this.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to me. And so they do that first, and then, you know, that... The pain went away at that point, but then they said, we got to operate, you know, because this isn't going to hold up. And I had to go in for surgery. And
what, do they stitch your ball to, like, the side of your leg so it doesn't
no,
do that anymore?
Yeah,
how do you fix that?
I don't know exactly what they did, whether they just tied it in a knot or what. But they
just
went
some
in
duct tape?
Well, they didn't have to go in and untie it after a while,
no,
right? It just takes care of itself?
No, they whatever they did permanently fixes it.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, but I was kind of out of it at the time, and all I remember is right before the surgery, I'm totally freaking out because I think I'm going to lose a ball, right?
Yeah.
And my surgery winds up being like an hour and a half later than it's supposed to be, and I finally call the nurse and say, dude, you better get me something to calm me down right now.
So because, you're awake during this whole process?
Well, right before the surgery, yeah. Yeah, they didn't put me under until I got on the table. Oh, trust me, I was awake when they did the butterfly thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you could just imagine somebody taking your balls and twisting them. In
no.
like three different directions.
I mean,
that's what it felt like.
Did you give him a safe word? Like, are you like pineapple? Pineapple.
What's funny is the other doctor saying I've never actually seen this procedure before, and so she's sitting there watching. It's embarrassing enough.
Oh, been there. Yeah.
And she's she's sitting there watching, going, "Do you when you put your hand there, do you do like this or all?" And I'm like, I'm about to scream in pain because they can't give you. They can't give you any sedatives because they have to know when it's back in.
Yeah.
And you can't tell if they give you a local or whatever. So I'm sitting there, and I mean, I'm in the worst pain of my life. And here's this doctor who's like, that's very interesting. And I'm like, no, it's not interesting. Shut the up, okay?
Wow.
You know?
Dude.
So, yeah, it sucked. It's the worst pain I've ever had.
Now, you had one fixed. Can the other one still twist?
No, they're not. I mean, it could always happen again to the other one.
Oh, so, my God. Now you have me worried that that's a thing.
Well,
I feel like
so
I've
there's
had
somebody else
twist.
I did a show with a couple years back. I was doing a TV show, and the same thing had happened to him, too.
Now,
so
I feel like
we swap ball stories.
Like, yeah. Mine have twisted before where it's like, ow, 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 but I just flip it back. It's not like a permanent. I feel like.
Well, this
just
flip
back.
It back.
Yeah, just.
This started as a dull ache.
Uh-huh.
And it just got worse and worse. And yeah, and my wife was at work, and I was texting her, man, this is going to sound weird, but my balls hurt like hell. And of course, she does the WebMD thing first. It's like, you need
like,
to get to the emergency
you got
room.
Cancer.
No, she's like, you got testicular torsion. You need to go to the emergency room right now. And I'm like, how do you know that? It's like, WebMD, idiot. You could have looked it up yourself. It turns out she was 100% right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, twisted. Like a lot,
completely twisted around. Yeah.
So one time, not like
so it was almost
not like,
upside
not like
down,
a twist
yeah.
tie on a loaf of bread.
No, but it's
but it, like one time.
Yeah. I mean, without, I mean, I don't know the whole doctor part of it because
right.
I got you covered, Fred. According to the Mayo Clinic, it's the twisting of the spermatic cord, which has the effect of reducing blood flow to the affected ball and causing sudden and often severe pain and swelling, nausea, vomiting, frequent urination, a testicle that's positioned higher than normal. Or at an unusual angle.
Like half of that is just Fred on a regular day, though.
Right. That's just me hungover.
So, yeah, I was going to say, half the time he's like, oh, my balls are twisted again. No, wait. I just had too much to drink last night.
Yeah, too much.
Never mind.
Too much to drink and masturbated too hard. So
there you go.
So moral of the story.
That
you
is
can,
wild.
You can let them hang, but don't get it twisted. That's the way we go. Thank you, Fred. Fred and AJ will be here with the Blitz starting at 4, taking you till 7. Barry and I are here as well. Luke's Ice House in Beaumont back with more. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the usual suspects, final hour of the show. It's SportsBet 94.1, ESPN 97.5. We are here at Luke's Ice House. The Blitz is here as well. They're already in-house, ready to go. So that means you should be here, too, if you're in the area. Miller Lite, Coors Lite, $12 buckets all day, half-price nachos as well. Thanks to Miller Lite, Coors Lite for making it possible. You know Granado leans one way as opposed to the other, but we appreciate Luke's Ice House. Always a great time coming down here with the unbelievable people of B-Town and hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah, injury report dropped, huh?
Yeah, so a couple of key injuries for the Texans. Kayvon Webster out for Sunday. He's not up to speed yet for whatever reason. He won't play. But Will Fuller, Sammy Coates, Kiki Kuti, and Duke Elijafor all questionable. We heard Cody Stutes talking about Will Fuller. Said if he wasn't 90% or better, he would kind of tend to believe that he would sit this one out so that he doesn't miss some significant time. But as of right now, he's been ruled as questionable.
There you go. A couple more news and notes from around the NFL. So we just covered Fuller. Sonny Michel, his knee, he was limited in practice yesterday. I haven't seen the injury report for the Patriots yet. Rex Burkhead, also with a knee injury, was cleared to play in week one. So you can expect to see him a little bit. A couple more things. Le'Veon Bell, it says that he won't have the franchise tag rescinded.
Yep.
That's according to a source.
Yep.
Oakland Raiders running back Marshawn Lynch had a groin injury, was limited in practice on Thursday. Josh Gordon limited by a hamstring in practice on Thursday. Antonio Gates has not ruled out playing in week one, although from a fantasy perspective, I don't think I would count on too much from him. He's only 108 years old. Joey Bosa has a foot injury. He's at risk of being sidelined for the season opener. That's according to head coach Anthony Lynn. And Devontae Parker did not practice on Thursday. So I think that covers just about everything. Oh, Tyler Eifert, full go in practice. So if you got Tyler Eifert on your fantasy team, he was a full go in practice on Thursday.
There you have it. So much more coming out in terms of we're waiting on an injury report on the Patriots, but we know what it means when the Texans are in Foxborough trying to reverse the fortunes. And hopefully Deshaun gets off to a good start because really everything that anybody says, good, bad, or indifferent about this franchise and this team this season, is based solely on his shoulders and his health.
Yeah, and you can probably count on the injury report from the Patriots being everybody's questionable. Every single person on the Patriots is questionable going into Sunday's game.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, that's
pretty much
standard fare. By the way, we had another technical issue, so we'll have our comedian of the week at 3:30. So look out for Keisha Hunt's final clip at 3:30.
There you go. Other than that, Astros and Red Sox tonight, we talked about that. So that should be a good series to kind of see the two teams that have been kicked around as potentially being in the American League Championship Series.
Yep.
We got that going for us, which is nice.
Yep. Did you, by the way, because I know we're going to do our game picks, but did you do picks for each division and whatnot?
I can. I haven't, but I will.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's run through. So we can start in the let's start the AFC. Nick, do you want to get in on this? Or are you busy?
I can get on it. That's fine.
All right, cool. So let's start in the AFC, AFC East. If anyone other than the Patriots comes out of your mouth, we're probably going to get canceled.
It's just a really, really bad division, and no matter what you expect, hope for from the Bills or the Jets or whatever, it's all New England.
Yep.
Patriots.
Nick. Yeah, okay. AFC North, Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, Browns.
Who you got? It's the Cleveland Browns, obviously, after Hard Knocks.
After Hard Knocks.
How can you not do that? No, it's the Steelers, and they're going to run away with it as well.
Ravens. Yeah, my bad.
Oh, I was just going to say, I have the Steelers as well. I think the Ravens fight for a wild card. Steelers win the AFC North. What do you got, Nick?
I was just going to say the same thing. Perhaps Ravens is in the discussion later, but, Steelers.
All right. AFC South. Don't disappoint the Houstonians, Joel. Who you got?
Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to win the division.
The Jags?
Yep.
Okay. Nick, who you got?
I'm going to agree with Joel and say Jacksonville is going to take it away.
All right, so we're 3-for-3 in agreement so far. This is pretty boring.
Who's the wild card if it's an AFC South team?
Oh, Texans.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have the Texans winning 9 games, beating the Ravens in a tiebreaker for the last wild card spot.
Okay.
AFC West, Chargers, Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos, who you got?
Chargers is the sexy sleeper pick for the Super Bowl. I'm not going to go that far, but to me, they have their ducks in a row the most, especially at quarterback. I'm going to take the Chargers to win that division.
Nick?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I actually think Patrick Mahomes is going to make some noise over there, so I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Look at you.
I'm interested in making a side wager with you, Nick.
Okie doke.
I think my wild cards, Texans and Chiefs out of the AFC.
Okay. I mean, obviously it's not coming out of the East. It's probably not coming out of the North unless it is maybe the Ravens.
Yeah, I was going to say that the only argument from the North is the Ravens.
Are people starting to sleep on, I mean, not sleep on, but are they kind of over the Tennessee thing?
Like how good they're going to
be? Yeah.
I mean, I think the AFC South is much improved, but, I mean, the Colts get Andrew Luck back. I still don't think that's going to help them enough. The way I had it shaping out, I had Jags, Texans, Colts, Titans in that order finishing in the AFC South. All separated by one game. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Who'd you say your other wild card team was?
Chiefs and Texans.
Okay.
Colts over the Titans, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think so, too. My gut feeling says Titans, Broncos.
Okay.
Nick, wild cards?
Yeah, I'd probably say Texans, but for the AFC West, I might go Chargers.
Okay.
For the wild card, correct? Isn't that what
you're
asking?
Yeah, because you didn't take them.
Yep.
All right. And you know what? I'll take Texans, Broncos. I'll go that route.
Oh, you're not going to go Titans, huh?
No. I'm not going to let you have that fun.
All right. NFC East. So you're just going to pick all my picks. I see how it is, Joel. Just pick all my picks.
Let me call Jerry Bow. Let me see what
I can. Yeah, well, NFC East, Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins, Giants. Who you got?
Eagles pulled one out. They should have lost. I don't know how long it is before we see Carson Wentz. But on both sides of the football, they have the least amount of question marks. I'll take Philadelphia.
Okay.
You?
Eagles.
Yeah. Nick? Yep.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys probably out of that division, only because I feel like there's not really a short leash for Nick Foles, and after what he showed in game one, I don't know, I just think it's scary. When they say the word few weeks for Carson Wentz, it could be three, it could be four, it could be five, and I just don't feel like Nick Foles can kind of carry the momentum that he had from last year, so I'm giving it to Dallas.
Cowboys, all right, NFC North, I think this is going to be a good race between two teams.
It's a great division. I think it's the best division in football.
I think two teams in the division.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to take Green Bay.
Yeah, I already wrote down Packers for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick, who you got in the NFC North?
Green Bay for sure.
Packers?
Yep.
I have the Vikings winning the division.
Mm-hmm. I figured you would.
Yep.
Yep.
NFC South?
Yeah. Man, two-team race again. I'll say the Saints.
Okay. Nick?
Man, that's tough. I'll go with New Orleans as well.
All right. Yep, I've got the Saints. And in the West, NFC West, who you got? I got the Rams.
I got the Rams as well.
Running away with that division.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams too. I don't think Seahawks are kind of rebuilding, I think. So.
All right. Who's y'all's wild card picks?
Wild card for me, Atlanta and Minnesota.
Okay.
Atlanta and Minnesota. I will go with Chicago.
Okay.
And Atlanta.
All right.
So
and
no
I've got
Minnesota making the playoffs for you, Nick.
Say again?
You're not having the Vikings even make the playoffs.
I don't think so, no.
I like where your head's at.
All right. I've got Packers, Falcons.
Okay. Man, I didn't take it that far.
So, last year I had the Steelers making it.
Yep.
And I think this will be the third year in a row that I've picked.
I think I did too.
The Steelers. So my Super Bowl is an all Pennsylvania Super Bowl. Steelers, Eagles. You're welcome. Eagles win. I think they repeat.
They
Carson
repeat.
Wins.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Okay. Nick, you got a pick for the Super Bowl?
I cannot hear you guys. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm going to go with my heart because
Packers and who?
Packers and Steelers.
Okay.
Rematch of the Super Bowl at Jerry World in Dallas.
Isn't that who you picked last year, Packers
Probably.
Steelers?
Probably.
Okay.
Because I hate the Patriots.
Nick, who'd you pick for your Super Bowl pick?
He says he can't hear us.
Oh.
All right. MVP?
Big Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
Big Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. I'm going to go Todd Gurley.
Well, you're going to give it to a running back, huh?
Yep.
All right.
I'm
going
to give it to Todd Gurley. See
cool.
how he does.
Very good.
All right. So that'll take us down to the bottom of the hour. We got two segments to go in the big show. 30 minutes on the clock. Don't go anywhere. We are at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, 2325 Calder Avenue. Blitz is going to be here as well. So we'll be simulcasting till 7 o'clock. Stop on by and see us, but make sure wherever you are, you keep us tuned in. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, and we're having a good time. You should come on down and see us if you want to start your weekend off the right way. Come on down and see us till 4, Blitz till 7. Lots of stuff going on, including lots of specials. Miller Lite, Coors Light buckets, 12 bucks all day, half-price nachos. And, of course, you get a chance to hang out with everybody here. The people of Beaumont, always great about supporting us and having a good time. And the deck is beautiful. It's a little toasty. Got inside air conditioning. All good in the world.
Yeah, I got some fans out here, too. Hey, Nick, did we figure out our technical issues with the comedian of the week, or should we wait till 3:45?
No, we can play it if you want.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that knocked out, and I'll give Keisha Hunt.
Hold on. Let me see. Let's do it at 3:45, actually.
All right, bet. Let's do this then. You want to pick college first, or you want to go?
Sure.
Or do you want to do NFL first? I see you're still writing.
No, I'm good.
You good?
Can do it. Yeah.
All right, let's do some college. Pick them first.
Yep.
Nick, I'm going to throw to you as well, unless you are busy with the technical problem.
No, I can do it. I can do it.
You good to go?
Yep. Ready to roll.
We're starting
with college or NFL?
College.
Yeah, let's start with college. Go ahead. I'll let you run it then.
All right, cool. We'll start with the Mississippi State-Kansas State game, +8 at home for Kansas State.
I'll start. I like Bill Snyder at home against a spread like that and a Mississippi State team that is supposed to be pretty decent, but I'll take the points and I'll take Kansas State.
You know, it surprises, if we're doing it against the spread, I'm with you. If this were straight up, I think Mississippi State wins the game. But against the spread, I think it's a little bit closer when you look at certain – like, all right, so I'm getting into this. You know me, I'm a numbers cruncher, right?
Yep.
Pulling up this thing, and I like to – if you see right here, like, they have this thing that Fred and AJ told me about, the Sagarin rating. Super cool if you're into betting or you're getting into betting like me. It's something to check out. But it'll tell you sometimes when something is upside down, and I think this is one of those games. So I'm going to take K-State and the 8.
Yep. Nick?
I'm going to go ahead with Kansas State +8 as well. All right, let's move on to Georgia at South Carolina. South Carolina's – go ahead.
It's a good game.
+10 at home for South Carolina.
Yeah, it's a good game. I just think two of the better quarterbacks, but I'm going to take Georgia with the experience and the fact that I'm not a firm believer in Muschamp in South Carolina.
No?
No.
Didn't they have to stop the Georgia game early? They cut like 5 minutes out of the fourth quarter because it was so bad. But it's not like South Carolina was tested either. I think they played Austin Peay or something like that. Both teams got a layup in week one. South Carolina, I think, ranked 25th right now in the country. Maybe a little better than that. Again, straight up, I think I'll take Georgia to win the game. But if you're going to give South Carolina 10 points, I'll take South Carolina in the points.
Okay.
I'm kind of with Joel. I don't necessarily trust Will Muschamp just yet. Maybe if he turns things around at some point in the season. But +10, South Carolina. I'm going to go with Georgia on this one.
Okay.
Big game for Texas A&M. Clemson will be at College Station.
You can hear Lauren Pope whoop.
Yeah, I could
nowhere.
Hear
her. Whoop!
+12 for Texas A&M at home against Clemson. Who do you got?
Big game, national stage, no doubt about it. Clemson wins easily. I don't think that Jimbo's got his guys in yet. I think Jimbo's got to get his players to play his way. Therefore, I think it's a year or two away. I'm going to take the Clemson Tigers.
Well,
normally, come on, Aggie guy.
Yeah, when I did my ratings and broke it all down and did all my number crunching and everything, that told me to pick A&M. It said against the spread, 12 points, Clemson A&M. This is probably closer than people think. All the numbers said, take the Aggies and the 12 points. But you know what? I've watched the Aggies. Sometimes you got to use the eye test. I've watched the Aggies my entire life. No way am I picking the Aggies to beat Clemson. Sorry, Lauren. I'm sorry. I know. You wouldn't either? Okay, well, that makes – yeah. Because you know what? You, like me, have watched the Aggies your whole life. Give me Clemson. I'll give you the 12. I trust that the Aggies will blow this and big time.
Yeah.
What do you got, Nick?
I'm going with Clemson, too. I figured for a second there you were going to pick A&M, but
– No.
But, yeah, I think Clemson is absolutely going to tear Texas. I think the score is going to be closer than what people think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be like a 3-touchdown game, but I do think Clemson is going to definitively beat them for sure.
And cover, right?
So at least by 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
If you don't think that the – yeah, because the spread's 12.
It's 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Tulsa right. at Texas, minus 23 for Texas.
Good news is Tom Herman gets in the win column. Bad news is he ain't going to win by 23-plus, no matter what kind of example he's trying to set and trying to make a statement that they're going to bounce back. They'll bounce back, but they won't win by 23. So I got Tulsa.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tulsa is not a good football team, but 23 points is a lot of points.
Yeah.
Texas struggled out of the gate against a Maryland team that I don't think a lot of people expect much out of Maryland to begin with, but they looked pedestrian. They looked average. Even A.J. Hoffman, who's a Texas guy. I mean, he's a Texas fan, I think, but he even said they're having quarterback problems. I think they beat Tulsa. I just 23 points seems like a whole lot to give up for Texas. So I'm with you. I'm taking Tulsa and the 23 points.
Yeah, that's just according to CBS Sports. That is a whole lot of points. And Texas did lose, I think, a couple key players, or at least one key O-lineman in Patrick. I believe his name is Hudson, a guy who actually was struggling with the heat and couldn't get his temperature down, and they had to rush him. Yeah, he had to be rushed to the hospital. So, but even with that situation,
based on what we saw, what happened with Maryland.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of why I was mentioning it. But yeah, but even with that, I still pick Texas over Tulsa. I don't think they're going to win by 23 points, but I'm certainly picking Texas.
So you're taking Tulsa though, because remember we're doing it against the spread. So
yeah,
you're taking Tulsa.
Yeah, exactly. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah. And then USC
Final
at Stanford.
Game. Yeah, USC at Stanford.
Minus six.
Really, really good game. Freshman quarterback for SC, first big test, big game, running game that did not get off the ground with the Heisman hopeful in Love. I see Stanford bouncing back. I see Stanford's good on both sides of the ball. They're solid, and I think that the freshman quarterback might make him have a few hiccups. I'm going to take Stanford at home, minus six.
A lot of people riding high with South Carolina or USC. Yeah. I'm not a believer necessarily, but I think this game could be close. The line is 5.5. The last one I saw from Vegas Insiders, Nick, you have it listed as 6. If it's 6, I think I'll take Stanford and give the points.
Okay.
I'll take minus 6 Stanford over USC. So.
All right. So you want Stanford as well?
Yeah. Do you want to go to NFL now, or do you want to wait?
Yeah, let's go NFL, but real quick, Nick.
Do we have time, or should we go after the break?
You didn't put your Cougs on there. Your Cougs going to win against Coach Sumlin?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they're favored, what, by 3 points? I did not put that game in on purpose because I wanted to cap it at 5, but I have no problem picking Houston.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to put it in. I just, you being, have a vested interest.
I'm not incredibly scared of Sumlin and that team. Not just yet. Maybe he has something that I don't see, but I'm not incredibly scared.
I think the big thing is he's got to get his players there, too.
Yep.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with our NFL picks and maybe a final story before we turn it over to the Blitz. It's the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Ladies, don't be confused. Just because I'm dressed like this, don't confuse me with man shit. I don't take out the trash. I ain't taking out no goddamn trash. That's for dudes. Me and my lady walking up the stairs and there was some bugs. She talking about baby killing. I'm like, yes, get it. I don't no bugs. Tell her, get the groceries, pack them upstairs. So, bitch, you don't got me. I'm on my period.
That's Keisha Hunt, our comedian of the week. If you see her, you'll see why that's super hilarious. But check her out on Twitter, at Keisha Hunt. Really funny. She's done Last Comic Standing. She's the NBC Diversity Comedian. All kinds of, where to go? Who's got jokes? Pandora, Sirius XM Satellite. Make sure you check her out, at Keisha Hunt. One of my favorites. Super cool, super funny, high energy on stage. Check her out.
Good deal. So FEF Friday, one segment to go in the big show before we turn it over to the Blitz. So we were doing college picks before the break. Let's finish up with some NFL picks. By the way, one last time, reminder, Luke's Ice House, Beaumont, we're here, Blitz is here. You should be here too. Miller Lite, Coors Light, $12 buckets all day, half-price nachos, 2325 Calder. Come on down and see everybody.
Word up.
Nick, get us going on some NFL picks.
All right, we'll start with Pittsburgh at Cleveland, +4.5 for Cleveland.
I like Pittsburgh in this game. I just think that they're going to, because of the Le'Veon Bell situation, a lot of people think they're going to come out flat. They're going to lay an egg. I think it's the reverse of that. I think they're going to make a statement. I think they're going to show the Hard Knocks fans that the Browns still have a little ways to go, even if they are at home. I like Pittsburgh to win this game by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm with you. This was my pick of the week for our on-air pool as well. I saw it at 4. What do you have it listed at right now, Nick?
+4.5.
Yeah, I don't think 4.5 is enough points for the Browns. They still have questions at wide receiver. Josh Gordon may or may not play. Tyrod Taylor is certainly an upgrade over what they had last year, but I don't know that he can go throw for throw and touchdown for touchdown with Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. Never mind the fact that Le'Veon Bell isn't going to play. They still have enough weapons to beat a Browns team that I think might win 4 or 5 games this year. They're still in the bottom third of the league, so I'll take the Steelers and give the points.
I'll take the Steelers too. I think the Steelers will win by at least 10 points against this game. I think Cleveland has a lot of work to do, so I'm gonna take Pittsburgh by at least 10 points.
All right,
we'll move on to Tennessee at Miami. Now the spread I'm looking at is +1 for Miami on CBSSports.com, so it's up to you. I don't know what you're looking at, Barry. You might be looking at a different.
He's looking at.
We can go with those odds if you choose.
I've got my one. Joel, listen, if Joel's picks are like mine, it's because he cheated.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you. I have 1.5 right now. What do you have listed?
I have Tennessee winning regardless. I have Tennessee going in against a really bad Miami Dolphins team, even though Miami's at home and should get 3 points. I think both are going to be less than stellar teams, but I'm going to take Tennessee to beat Miami.
All right, I've got Miami. I'll take the point.
I'm going to take Tennessee to beat Miami as well.
Okay.
All right, this is a big game for you, Joel. Chicago at Green Bay, -7 for Green Bay at home.
I really am leery of this game. Everybody says about the Patriots getting off to a slow start and all those kind of things early in seasons. I told you guys earlier in the show, I hate how Green Bay doesn't play their number ones at all in the preseason. I think it affects their timing early in the year. I've seen it happen year after year. So the spread number bothers me a lot. I love that they're playing at home. I don't think Khalil Mack will be a big factor yet because he's not quite acclimated and doesn't have his game wind up. For the sake of A.J. Hoffman, I'll take the Packers and give the points.
Yeah, I've got Green Bay as well. What is it, seven and a half, something like
seven
that?
Seven is what Nick got.
Yeah, they're at home. It's a division game. The Bears, I think people are excited about Mitch Trubisky. They
are
still
you buying that? That this is his breakout Jared Goff second season? That he's going to be just this talk of the league this year?
No, I don't think he's going to be the talk of the league. Well, so here's the thing. Even if he's average to above average, he's going to be the talk of the league because of that. But I don't think he's going to be Goff, Carson Wentz, or whatever at that point in their career that he's at. No.
Okay. Nick, what you got?
There's an unbelievable belief that Chicago has in their quarterback, but and I know they have the addition of Mac, but I'm still picking Green Bay, and I'll take the points. So
smart man, Nick. Smart man.
Dallas at Carolina. My spread says -3 for Carolina at home.
Go, Barry.
I've got the Panthers. I'll take the Panthers. I'll give the points. I'm not sold on the Cowboys. They can run the ball. That offensive line isn't as good as it was a couple years ago when they were the talk of the NFL. Defense is a little bit better, but I just don't think the Cowboys – I think they're at the bottom end of the top 12, top 15 teams in the league. So I think Carolina could do some damage here. The spread is 3. Carolina's at home. I'll take the Panthers.
I don't like either team.
I know.
To be honest, I just don't know. It's like
who can be less average?
Exactly right.
Who can be less
right.
Average?
I know that Dallas can run the ball. I'm not sure Carolina can, and I don't think that. McCaffrey's an every down back that's going to tote the rock and take a beating. Between the two quarterbacks, man, I'll tell you what, I hope Dak has the kind of season, bounce back season, and he's capable of doing what he looked like he could do in year one. Cam, to me, is a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Just simply because they're at home, I'll take Carolina.
Okay.
I'm going to take Dallas. I know they're on the road, but I'm not a big fan of either of these teams either. I'm not a really a big fan of Cam Newton, to be honest with you. Not necessarily about what he can do on the field, but his personality just bothers me so much to the point it may, you know, make me change my pick. But I still think also Dallas is a better team in this game. So I'm picking
Dallas.
You think
Dallas? So you're taking Dallas? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, final one, Nick.
I figured I'd have to throw in the Texans game, so Houston's out, on the road against New England, -6 for New England at home.
They're at home. They have yet to lose to the Texans. They still have Tom Brady. I love the fact that Deshaun is back. I'm hoping that he has a great season. I don't think they get it done against the Texans. I'll take the Patriots.
6.5 doesn't seem like enough if you've watched the Texans. But I think if you talk to most folks and you realize that this offense might be pretty good, Will Fuller's we're not playing.
Questionable.
Yeah, still questionable. Has the hamstring issue. Defense is going to be better. They're all healthy, we hope. You might get to see Merciless, Watt, and Clowney on the field at the same time. It's still Tom Brady. It's still Rob Gronkowski. And it's still Bill Belichick, who's a better football coach than Bill O'Brien.
You went out on a limb there.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'll take the Patriots and give the 6.5 points.
I believe we were asked to give a score to this game.
I
think it was 24-17 is what I said.
Okay.
I think it's -6. That's a 7-point. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think New England is going to win. The only thing I would have probably changed was I think it's going to probably be a more high-scoring game than I anticipated. But I'm still picking New England. So
what's your score?
I don't remember what I said the other day in terms of the score, but I'll say,
what are you feeling?
27-21 New England.
All right. My 31-24 New England. So that's it.
All right, there you go. We'll see how those work after.
Who won last year? Was it Joel?
Yeah.
We can't have that two seasons in a row.
Yeah,
we cannot.
We can, unless your bots get involved and start making.
He's got Jerry Bow picking for him, so he's gonna run away with it. You should see his face right now. That's so beautiful. I love it.
Jeff, we appreciate you having us each and every time. Luke's Ice House out here in Beaumont. We love stopping by and spending some time with the good folks of B-Town. We'll be back, people. Rest assured that. But all you guys, Donna and Terrence and the Popes and everybody else, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. I know the Blitz does, too. Therefore, for the next 3 hours, we'll hand it off and they'll take it and run. It is Beaumont. It is Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Avenue. If you have a chance, stop by, start your weekend the right way. Again, $12 buckets all day of Miller Lite, Coors Light, half-price nachos, and the Blitz. How can you go wrong? Start your weekend right here at Luke's. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have yourself a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your football, and we'll catch up with you again on Monday on The Usual Suspects.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.